trying to cop those colossal size Picassos. When you see me in the squad, make room, make room. A million D coming through, make room, make room. Let them chicks come through, make room, make room. Let my niggas right there, make room, make room. Here we come, yo. Here we come. Here we come, yo. Here we come. Here we come, yo. Here we come, yo. Here we come, yo. The homie Joello, he's my roadie, my nigga Doc. Together we run the streets. I'm hungry, we gon' eat like a buffet. When the food digest, I'ma come to gunplay. You looking like a bitch right now. I'm on the runway. You praying with your knee on ground like a Sunday. Amen. God bless ya. Ambulances for stretches. All the shit just be happening when I apply pressure. Touch him in his crib while you laying on the sofa. Hit him in his Maybach, laying on the sofa. Too late, homie, to reach for your toaster. Laying up, motherfucker, Sam Sosa. Yeah. I do this, man, cause I'm supposed to. Got women around, boy, because I'm dope. Since Bishop is gone, the industry useless. You ain't seen nobody since Edith's ruthless. Nah. When you see me in the spot, make room, make room. A million D coming through, make room, make room. The shit's come through, make room, make room. Cause my niggas right there, make room, make room. Yeah, here we come, yo.
Light a switch and grab a bottle of liquor. My condo got a concierge, but I'm a project nigga. Made some change, but ain't change. I think changing the key with the doors open, the handbag dangling in the street. Yeah. 38 laying under the seat. Them shell cases come with me, but them bullets y'all niggas keep. Yeah. I hear niggas saying they play for keys. Well, see, I ain't playing at all if I wasn't playing these beats. Homie, I be playing that block. Play around and get shot, but come kidding, playing a part. I be dancing until you drop. Yeah, I ain't worried about nothing. Nah, nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nah. Keep a stable full of them horses, so I'm never worried about nothing. Yeah. And I ride around with them goons that I fire rounds at buffoons out of machines that are made with you fire sound like balloons popping. Let's get it popping. I'm in that mood. Get the fireworks sparkling and make room. Make room.
When you see me in the spot, baby. A million D coming through, make room, make room. Let them chicks come through, make room, make room.
It's brand new Eric Sermon, y'all. Off of that ESP album coming out real well, I don't know how soon, but hopefully soon. Yo, we gotta take some calls.
The date is August 21st.
August 21st, all right. Well, shit, man. I can't wait. Yo, we taking calls. 888-742-3345. 888-SHAY-45. You wanna talk to Eric Sermon, Tony Touch. Time is right now.
Let me hear that, man. Oh my God. Chris Seth.
Sermon. Last match.
I look like an MC, talk like an MC, walk like an MC, New York type of MC. Pockets never empty, rockets.
They think I'm a controller, but I'm just a sense of content.
Many, in fact, and.
Yeah. iPod reset in here.
So it's Tuesday. Titty Tuesday. Hashtag. Yeah, I didn't post a hashtag Titty Tuesday today. So don't get too excited, but you can find me on the internet. I'm Shannon Guns. I've got the Bouncing Souls and Suicidal Tendencies after Rancid. And because it's Tuesday, that means Demolition Radio was on earlier tonight. But if you missed it, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, Demolition Radio with Tony Hawk will air again. So you don't miss it.
Where's my girl? Where's she gone? She once was beautiful and innocent. I can't believe it. What she say? I look at her and she look the other way.
Things haven't changed since then. Both of these folks are still active. Mary-Wanless, WANLESS.com is her website. Dr. Ramey, DocTorRamey.com is his website. Check them both out. Have fun, ride safely, and I'll see you next time. For The Horse Show, I'm Rick Lane.
It's Flint Rasmussen inviting you to join me right here on Rural Radio Sirius XM 80, Friday at 5 Eastern, Sunday at 1 Eastern time for Outside the Barrel. In the spirit of Western sports, every week I award my gold buckle and my crying hole, my best and worst of the week, and talk everything from comedy, country music, Western sports, everything in between.
Those are the three topics that are near and dear to my heart.
Outside the Barrel with Flint Rasmussen right here on Rural Radio Sirius XM 80. Patents are expiring, or have expired, for several first-generation genetically engineered seed. Does that mean even with patent expiration, farmers can save harvested seeds from these plants and then plant them for subsequent crops? It depends. According to University of Maryland Extension Ag Law Specialist Paul Gehringer, one aspect to consider is the seed purchase contract and what it says about seed that is patented or not.
If they're signing it and it's no longer patented and they're signing a contract, typically the contract will have some sort of length in there as to how long they can go without saving it. So it'll probably be the growing season, which would limit any ability to save it and then replant it for the next year.
Also, there are other protections used by seed manufacturers and distributors even when a patent expires, not only using contracts, but the Plant Variety Protection Act to prevent saving seed for future planting.
The PVPA, it was basically created to allow universities originally to be able to provide some protection against the seeds they develop. And typically with that, if you're the grower, you have a right to save the amount of seed to replant the same area that you originally planted. You don't have the right to sell it to your neighbor. You don't have the right to do anything else when you save it. You just have the right to save it to replant that same area.
Gehringer says some universities and seed companies may limit those rights to protect genetic strain and have the best first-generation seed available to growers. Then again, provisions of contracts on expiring patents on GE seed may or may not be enforced by seed companies on a company-by-company basis.
For the most part, it seems like a lot of them may not because they've already moved on to second-generation type product.
Another thing to keep in mind, PVPA, the Plant Variety Protection Act, is enforced by state seed boards and commissions.
They get involved by issuing the certificates that go out to allow growers to know what they can exactly do a PVPA protected seed.
Some producers have learned firsthand, however, that patents are restrictive when it comes to saving GE seed. Gehringer says with so many of these patents expiring, it's important for producers to ask questions, whether to a seed company or a cooperative extension expert, or in conducting your own research.
They would want to ask, say, hey, is this protected? What am I right? It's not a good thing to stick your head in the sand and kind of pretend that nothing is going to happen to me if I plant this seed.
I'm Rod Bain reporting from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
How can you maximize yield and profits on your farm?
I don't know.
On the AgPhD
Thanks for listening.
Show, we talk about all the ways you can get the most return on investment for the crops in your operation. Our guests are farmers, experts in the industry, and we discuss the latest innovations in fertility, crop protection, seed traits, and much more. We also answer your questions live via phone, email, or Twitter. Don't miss the next AgPhD radio show, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Okay. Western Sports Roundup showcases the hardworking athletes that are competing every day, coast to coast in all disciplines. From rodeos and bull riding to the cutting pen, the reining arena, roping and barrel races, and other Western sports events. This is Western Sports Roundup with Steve Kenyon and Amy Wilson.
Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to Western Sports Roundup. I'm Steve Kenyon. We are thrilled to have you joining us this afternoon. We have band back together this afternoon. Amy Wilson is in studio. Our friend Shannon is guiding the controls, and I'm just here doing whatever it is that I do. We'll talk to Wayne Gross, professional rodeo announcer, in about 20 minutes from now about the California Rodeo in Salinas. We will talk to bull rider Pistol Robinson, and we'll talk to bareback
Pistol Robinson,
who is having a great year. Jim Bainbridge from the PRCA, I talked this morning, and Jim mentioned...
So seriously, a bull rider named Pistol Robinson?
Jake finished 49th in the PRCA World Standings, and this year he's in the top 10 and got a chance to go to his first Wrangler NFR. So we'll get the complete story about that coming up at 20 minutes until the top of the hour. Here on Western Sports Roundup, we thank you for joining us home from her trip to Colorado Springs, and the Pike Speaker Bus Rodeo, our colleague Amy Wilson, is on hand.
Hey, Steve. Great to be back.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How are your travels?
You know, good. I said before I left on that trip that I hadn't planned it very well, and that proved very true, but I'm still awake. I'm doing great.
I hope you don't mind that I share this. I called you Sunday afternoon. I was driving home to Oregon from Sheridan, Wyoming, and I was somewhere in southern Montana, to be honest, doing what I do when I'm on these long trips, just talking on the phone, bothering my friends, and you sounded exhausted.
Yes, slightly. I
hope you don't mind, though. That was a really long-winded. I hope you don't mind that I share this. But we talk on the phone, and you sounded tired.
Eyes open, so it's okay. I like being busy, and it was a great trip. Colorado Springs was awesome, like I talked about yesterday. The Rodeo Queen Clinic was a lot of fun. I love being able to give back and help girls be great representatives of this sport, and that was a lot of fun. And, of course, spending time with my family, you can't beat that. So it was all well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you've got a couple of highlights. We want to talk about youth rodeos, national high school finals, events like that that are going on. I want to just real quick zip through the PRCA and the WPA, the New World Standings. Trevor Brazil's won $125,000 this year. He's first in the all-around. Evan Jane from France still leading the bareback riding, almost $70,000.
French bareback riders.
$58,000. Clay Tryon and Jake Corkill are the top team ropers. Cody DeMoss has won $95,866 in one event. The Bronc riding. He's leading the Bronc riding. Hunter Heron's the number one tie down roper. Sage Kimsey, number one in the bull riding. Ben Fisher from Andrews, Texas, $47,800, number one in the single steer roping in the barrel race. After all the money that she won at the Calgary Stampede, they count all the go round money and half the $100,000 at the Calgary Stampede. Lisa Lockhart, who you'll hear from in about 10 minutes, $129,000 already. She's won more than one event. The Trevor Brazil's won at three. Pretty amazing. Callie DePerrier is right behind her. She's won $119,000. So this is shaping up as quite a race in the barrel race this year.
And Lisa is so deserving. I'm always so glad to see her win. I love her horse. We were just talking about that before we started the show, how awesome Louie is. But I found it interesting when I was watching the Calgary Stampede, they talked about Callie DePerrier, and they said her goal is to make the NFR, and then she wants to retire from barrel racing. She wants to make one time.
Really?
And they said she wants to retire from barrel racing, and she wants to get married. She's engaged, is what they said. She wants to get married and have five kids. That's what they announced on the broadcast of the Calgary Stampede. So I thought that was really interesting.
Remember that, because the year Callie's having, I'm guessing we have not interviewed her for the last time.
Exactly.
At some point, we will have her on again. Let's talk about some of the events that are going on. The Snake River Stampede is underway in Nampa, Idaho. The National High School Finals, International Finals Youth Rodeo. We want to talk about all of that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Kiss my lips. right there. Make room, make room. Yeah, here we come, yo. Here we come, what? Here we come, yo. Here we come, here we come, yo. Here we come, yo. Here we come, yo.
Light a switch and grab a bottle of liquor. My condo got a concierge, but I'm a project nigga. Made some change, but ain't change. I lane changing a Jeep with the doors open, the Air Max dangling in the street. Yeah. 38 laying under the seat. Them shell cases come with me, but them bullets y'all niggas keep. Yeah. I hear niggas saying they play for peace, but see, I ain't playing at all if I wasn't playing these beats. Homie, I'll be playing that block.
And like the fire, MCs from down the rhythm.
Motherfucker,
throw me in a hole, can't catch the vapors.
just shot a Kennedy. WD bitch thinks she's the queen bee. Ink on my thumb, injection, Vicky. Son, what section from? Play dumb, general population. Mama, put your house up and I can bounce up. Out this motherfucker, that's why I love ya. Out like a boss with a half pint of sauce. Got the shit soaked up like Betsy Ross. With a fin, no, what's a man? Don't never fuck with a silly hoe. Really though.
See nobody out here from 10 to 2. You see dude right there? We'll lay something down out here, man. I'm getting money out here, man. It's me. And ain't gonna nobody gonna run me out of here, man. I got this late night shift.
I'm over the style.
If this rap shit don't work, man, I'm telling you,
I'm over the style.
Tell me, I'm just saying, I ain't playing.
I'm over the style.
If this rap shit don't work, me telling you,
I'm over the style.
Tell me, I'm just saying, I ain't playing.
I'm in the rap gang, talk gang, tired of pushing cow gang. Hoping I'm a bum, right? One day, someday, suckers in my mix.
Thank you.
side of her seat. She takes me to a better place. She dances like I can't believe. And it's hard to show that everything.
Oh. I should wait until I hit play on something to fade it out. I was going to listen to the rest of that. Like old Dimitri and Paris mix. Yeah.
Fucking warm weather, fucking sunshine and type music, you know? Just fucking do your thing. Drive. That's what I do, I drive.
Oh, Tell them what this is, Rich.
Chop, not slop, me an icon. The purple icon.
Well, on that note, I'm going to have to go inside. You don't have to go inside. You can go outside if you want to. I don't control you.